Well, there's been a brand new gallery that's been built in a particular wing of the museum, and recently we just put in probably what is a quite incredible reconstruction of what's called the Richmond Pliosaur.
What does it look like?
Well, it's an amazing looking creature. Like if you can think of of course it's an extinct creature, but if you can imagine a crocodile and a cross with a pelican, sorry, not a pelican, a penguin, who's probably been on steroids or something like that, you get a bit of an idea of what the Richmond Pliosaur looks like. It's a large sort of marine reptile with four huge sort of hydrofoils or paddles, and a head a bit like a crocodile, beautiful tapered snout full of teeth. I've been working on this reconstruction for the last 12 months and I've been working closely with the actual original specimen, which is currently housed in the Queensland Museum. And as a result, I've come up with what I hope is a very scientifically accurate model of the animal.
Where was the original found?
The original comes from Marathon Station. It was discovered by the Ivers family back in 1989, and it still sort of remains to be the most complete vertebrate skeleton of its kind ever found in Australia. So it's quite a spectacular specimen. And for those of you who've probably, you know, been out there to Kronosaurus Corner and see the actual replica of the specimen, it's quite an incredible-looking fossil.
So where did it sit in the food chain way back when?
Well, this particular animal, we get a pretty good idea of where it sat in the food chain. Probably was a similar analogue to what a large seal, like a leopard seal probably would have been today. So it's a reasonably large creature that would have filled a similar sort of ecological niche, sort of, you know, zooming in and out of the aquatic environment of inland Queensland, catching things like squid and fish and possibly other animals that we don't, you know anything about.
How far deep do you know this, that they found it?
How deep was it in the sediment?
Yeah.
Well, it was only found about a foot and a half below the actual surface. By a man called Ian Ivers from our Marathon Station, and when they excavated, of course, they didn't realise that it was going to be, you know, almost 99% complete skeleton.
Is that rare that happens, that it's all intact almost?
Well, not from Marathon. There's another specimen that's come from Marathon Station which is also quite fantastic, and that is called, that of course is Australia's most complete dinosaur skeleton, which is a little armoured dinosaur called Minmi. And that particular animal has got fantastic preservation, you know, to the extent that it's even got its gut contents being preserved in that in its skeletal body. So it seems something's quite fantastic and peculiar about this country around Richmond, because, you know, some of the fossils that come out are quite fantastic.
Because I've seen some of the videos here since I've come out here about how this used to be rainforest and there used to be an inland sea. These things were buried, I thought, a lot deeper than just a foot above the surface.
Well, what's happened, Karen, is that there's an interesting feature. If you go from Hewarden to Richmond, you'll see a mountain range on your left, which is actually a basalt lava flow from about the 20 million year ago sort of range. Now, if you look at that mountain, you'll see that there's a huge amount of sediment that was once on top of all that country that's been eroded away over those 20 million years. So that particular capping of that area has given us an idea of how much sediment has been eroded away from that country over that period. So, you know, that this particular pliosaur, for instance, was once like at least 30 metres below sediment. So it's only through erosion that it's come to the surface over millions of years.
Well, this was a big sculpture that you worked on. How the heck did you get it out here to the northwest?
Well, it was a bit tricky because it's not the sort of thing you can easily stick on your ute. So there was a fair bit of fiddling around. We actually had to turn him upside down to fit him on top of the ute. And unfortunately, I also had to cut one flipper off to make sure it wasn't wider than legal road conditions. And it was certainly quite an interesting drive. I've never seen so many people give me a peculiar look over that sort of trip as I have before. But it's understandable, especially if you're, you know, you're a road worker or someone like that shoveling gravel all day, that, you know, you see the odd strange thing go past, especially out in that country, eh?
Well, an extinct, dinosaur, too, on the back of a ute you don't really see every day.
That's right, you know.
And is this, so this is a part of a new gallery?
Exactly. We've just recently hung the specimen last week into this new gallery at Kronosaurus Corner. So we're going to create even more displays in association with that particular specimen. And now that gallery is also going to be a special focus gallery for some of our prized specimens that come from the area. So not only will the pliosaur be in there, but also Minmi, will be in there, as well as Wanda, the giant fossil fish, which was also found last year.
Mm. And this is all in time for the Fossil Festival. It's not too far away.
That's right. There's going to be some interesting openings happening around that time. So for those of you who'd like to go out and check out a pretty unique outback experience, the Fossil Festival will be quite fantastic this year. It's going to be everything from a walking dinosaur, which is coming from the Museum of Tropical Queensland. So they're generously helping us out with that creature there, and there'll be all sorts of fun activities, you know, things like rolling mini-me's, pterosaur chucking, moon rock throwing, loader pulling, all sorts of weird stuff.
And this is happening in May?
Absolutely, May the 4th.